Yo, what is up, y'all? What is good? Woo! What is good? Welcome to episode 2 of Miss Sly Ray's podcast. I hope y'all are having a great day. I hope y'all had a good day yesterday. I hope y'all having a good day today. And I hope y'all have a good day tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. Again, thank you again for tuning in with Miss Sly Ray. I am so elated to be having a second episode on my podcast. And I thank y'all so much for supporting me on episode 1. Clap it up for episode 1 and the feedback that I received from that. Clap it up for episode 1, guys. Woo! Yeah. I really appreciate your support. I really appreciate you for tuning in, for following me on my Instagram. Those who have not followed me so far, please reach out and follow me on Instagram. It is MissLA_RAE. I will spell it out for you guys. It is MISSLA_RAE. It is the same name that you can find me on my SoundCloud, which is MISSLA_RAE. So if you are on SoundCloud and watching my podcast, please feel free to reach out to me if you need to and let me know what you think about episode 1. But we are getting ready to go into episode 2. So I'm elated. I am excited. I am beyond gratified for this episode. All right, now I just want to touch on the topics that I want to discuss in episode 2. All right, we talked about ASAP Rocky in the previous episode where he was in jail, has not been released from jail, and Donald Trump, Kim K, and Kanye all tried to meet with the leader of Sweden and help him be released from jail. Unfortunately, womp, he is still in jail, guys. But I have an update on his situation, and I will be sharing that with you guys soon, all right? Next, I want to talk about Chance the Rapper's new album. He just dropped a new album, and so I want to talk about what I think about Chance the Rapper's new album, and I want you guys to feel very free and welcome to drop a comment, drop any DMs in my Instagram, and also on this SoundCloud page about what you think about Chance the Rapper's new music, all right? Also, Beyonce just dropped a new album. Can we clap it up for Beyonce's new album? Woo! Yeah. Beyonce just dropped a new album, and she also has some music that is featured from the Lion King soundtrack. So also, I want to talk about Lion King. I just went and saw it this previous weekend, and I want to give my feedback on the new movie, all right? So I also want to get into one of my favorite segments of my podcast, which is me giving you guys positive energy as I receive it from you guys. I emulate it back out, and we just have a kinetic energy of positivity. I want to speak on speaking things into existence, all right? Next, I want to talk about a young 10-year-old African-American male who was allegedly given a crime of assault for injuring another student during a dodgeball game? Can we say it again, guys? A dodgeball game? Yes, y'all, a dodgeball game. I just think that's something that is definitely best to include in this episode. It was just recently talked about in the news and on social media, and I just want to share it with you guys and give my thoughts and my feedback on that situation, all right? Next topic, last but not least, another special part of my segment in this podcast episode is what transfer of energy. Clap it up for transfer of positive energy, though. Yeah, clap it up for positive energy, guys. Yeah, I definitely want to get into that. And lastly, because I believe in supporting who? Who do I believe in supporting? I believe in supporting capital U.S. Who? Capital US. Yes, I want to include a segment on as many podcast episodes as I possibly can on promoting Black-owned businesses, those who are trying to enable themselves to have Black endeavors and as African-Americans trying to emulate positive business ventures into the atmosphere and into this world. And so I will be including 2 promos at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that. And I want to clap it up for us trying to do something and supporting us in the meantime. Clap it up for that. Yeah. Woo! All right, so let's get right into it. So we did say, I did mention that I would talk about A$AP Rocky's situation, and there is an update. A$AP Rocky has pled what? Not guilty. All right, so clap it up for A$AP for standing up for his ability to stand for his rights. He has pled not guilty. Clap it up for A$AP. Woo! Yes, I am hoping that this gives A$AP an opportunity to come home soon. I'm praying and hoping that an attorney can also justify on his behalf, testify on his behalf, and give him some type of evidence to the judge to give him the opportunity to return back home. In the meantime and in between time, we will still keep him uplifted in our prayers because we want to see our brother home. All right, so y'all keep him uplifted as I will too. All right, next topic I said I would discuss is Chance the Rapper's new album. Again, I want to clap it up for Chance the Rapper. He has not released any music as of recent, but he did just release the latest album, and I want to clap it up for Chance the Rapper for doing so. Clap it up for Chance. Yeah, as we know, he just recently got married, so Chance has been having a one heck of a year, all right? Now, I am not typically a Chance the Rapper fan, and I'm not saying that Chance the Rapper is not a good rapper. A lot of you guys may agree. A lot of you guys may disagree. I want to know your feedback on what you think about Chance the Rapper's new album. I want you to tell me what you think about Chance as a rapper himself. And also, is there a favorite song on the album that you have? As of right now, one of my favorite songs is Zanny's in Fools. It features him and Nicki Minaj. And I, of course, am a fan of Nicki Minaj, so you know I had to put her into my favorite list of songs from his new album. I haven't had a full listen yet, but I did get to listen to this one, and I wanted to give you guys a chance to listen to it if you have not as well. Take a listen to Zanny's in Fools by Chance the Rapper and Nicki Minaj. All right, clap it up for Chance the Rapper's new album, and clap it up for that song. That was one of my favorite songs off the album, and I hope that you guys will be able to give your feedback on what you think about the song. And do you have a favorite song off of Chance the Rapper's new album? Is the Chance the Rapper's new album heat, or is it something that could have been stayed in a closet of his albums and songs and could have done a better drop? I'm not sure just yet. I gotta give more of a listen to his new album. I just want to know your thoughts, and I want to share with you what my favorite song off his album was. All right, so clap it up for Chance the Rapper in his new album, regardless of what you think about it. All right, next topic I want to go into is Lion King. All right, Lion King just dropped as of recently, and honestly, guys, I was given the opportunity to go see it this past weekend, and I gotta tell you, I was not disappointed. I enjoyed every bit of Lion King. I enjoyed all of the artistic emulations that were in it. I enjoyed the characters, the details, the voiceovers. I even enjoyed the funny parts of it that were not included in the original. And of course, the original will always remain in my heart. Lion King was definitely one of my favorite childhood movies, and I will never forget when I first saw Lion King. And I'm telling you, to this day, even watching it in the form that it's in now, I still get emotional when I see Mufasa get killed in that stampede, y'all. Now, I ain't gonna lie, that when he got killed in that stampede, I was like, Mufasa! Not Mufasa! Not Mufasa! Okay, I'm sorry. I got a little emotional just talking about it, but I'm gonna get it together. All right, but anyway, Lion King definitely was a must-go see. Some people have some negative feedback about Lion King because of the fact that Beyoncé's voiceover was not that great, in their opinions, for Nala. Now, I can't disagree because I feel like it wasn't that great either. I know. Well, I do feel like that the other voiceovers were great. I think Childish Gambino played an amazing adult Simba. I think that Angela Bassett played an amazing mother to Simba and others that were included. So feel free to let me know your thoughts on Lion King and what you thought about the voiceovers, what you thought about the movie as a whole. One thing I can say about Beyoncé is her music on that soundtrack was nothing short of amazing. I hope you guys will have an opportunity to go see it, but also to hear the soundtrack. It is out now. She has visuals such as the one for Spirit, which was the name of a song that was on the soundtrack for Lion King. And I hope that you guys will have an opportunity to listen to it. She also just dropped a new album. So clap it up for Beyoncé dropping her new album. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, yeah, clap it up for the queen, clap it up for the queen. Yeah, she definitely just dropped her new album, and I'm not really sure of the full details. I will be sure to check into that for you guys and provide y'all with details, but she did have a feature on there from the magnificent The Queen, Tierra Wax. So clap it up for that. She definitely is on the album, and I'm definitely proud of her for having her on the album and giving her the exposure that she deserves, all right? And I just want to give y'all a snippet from the song Spirit from the Lion King soundtrack, and let me know what you guys think. If you do ever have the opportunity to watch her visual, please feel free to do so. She definitely dropped a music video to go with it, but here is a listen to Spirit. All right, so clap it up for Beyoncé's Spirit and all of the soundtracks that she has from the Lion King soundtrack album. All right, check that out when you get a chance. All right, my next topic, again, one of my favorite topics that I like to include on my segment, which is talking about positivity, speaking things into existence. Y'all, I am so big on this topic, and I'm so glad I was able to include it on this episode because I feel like this is kind of some things I've been struggling with for a long time now, and it is being able to not only speak things, but speak positive things. Speak things for your good, speaking things for your good into your existence, not your past existence, not your future existence, but your current existence, because what your current is what we have control over, right? So what I want to share with you guys is I have struggled with the ability to take a negative thought and turn it into a positive thought, right? But not only that, taking that thought and turning it into speaking it into existence. For example, you know, I had recently a negative thought about this podcast. I'm just starting, don't really have a lot of experience with it, don't really have a lot of celebrity standing in it, don't really have the knowledge or the schooling that some people that have went into this have. And I just want to express to you guys that you can do anything you put your mind to. There are certain things we cannot control, the resources that we are provided with, right? There are certain things we cannot control, us being known for the things that we are trying to be known for as of yet. But that does not mean that we don't have the capability to speak those things into existence. Therefore, what I'm saying is we are young kings and queens. We are young gods. We have the divine power and the divine nature because we are of Him, if you believe in Christ, of course, that we can speak things into existence. Just like God said that there will be light and therefore there was light, we can say, I will be successful and therefore I am successful. I will be able to turn the eyes to the greatest hills and be able to see the mountaintop. Therefore, I speak it, I think it, and I am it. All right? And so I just wanted to share that with you guys that There is many ways to speak something into existence, but it first starts with one, our thought. Anytime you have a negative thought, be so clear and careful to turn it into a positive thought. And then once you have a positive thought, now turn that positive thought into something off your lips and off your tongue, into a positive speaking into existence. Once you have spoken it into the atmosphere, now you are able to say it is so. All right? Man, that just gave me a whole entire, like, queendom about myself. It made my head turn from downward to upward. And I hope it made you kings and queens out there just as positive and just as thought-provoking about yourselves as it did I. All right? The next topic I want to talk about is the 10-year-old guy that was accused of assault after allegedly injuring another student during a dodgeball game. So there's a lot wrong with that statement. I don't even feel right saying it, y'all. Like for real, for real. I don't even feel right saying what I just said. A 10-year-old, not an 18-year-old, not a 21-year-old, not a 25-year-old, a 10-year-old boy was charged with assault. The fact that we are charging a 10-year-old with anything is bananas. The fact that we're charging a 10-year-old with an assault is even more bonkers. And the fact that we are charging him for something he allegedly did, not that he is confirmed to have done or is guilty of doing, he is allegedly accused of injuring another student during a dodgeball game. All right, y'all, this is where it gets me like all the way left. Because how can you injure somebody through a game and be accused of assault? Now, when I think of the definition of assault, I'm thinking of a fight. I'm thinking of hitting somebody with a weapon. I'm thinking of intentionally trying to harm someone. But we all know that in any sports game, in any game in general, where there's physical involvement, there is an opportunity for one to get hurt. So for this child to have to be put on this display, and I say display for a reason, because we U.S. capital U.S. us have been put on display for way too long, are being put on display for an alleged injury. And we are being accused. We are accusing this 10-year-old young black male for assault. When I look at his mother and I see all of this, you know, hoopla about it on the news and on social media, I'm sitting here like, how? How can a 10-year-old boy be charged with an assault after allegedly hurting someone during a dodgeball game? I don't know about y'all, okay? But I used to play dodgeball with my younger cousins. My cousins that are the same age as me today. And they probably are listening right now. And they can tell you, ain't nobody finna go to no assault charge for a dodgeball game. Okay, so whoever took this charge out of this young boy is absolutely and utterly wrong. And I hope that this is being thrown out and not considered, because it is utterly disrespectful to even consider it a case. I don't really know what y'all think about this case, but I do want y'all to give me some input, some feedback, and let me know your thoughts. Feel free, as I drop this on my Instagram, to comment, to provide any feedback on just SoundCloud in general, where I dropped the entire episode. Let me know what you think about this case and this alleged assault charge, because I truly feel it should be thrown out and it should never even be considered in the courtroom. All right? Let me know what you think about that. That's my thoughts on it. And I don't know what yours are, but I just don't think it's right. All right? And last but not least, transfer of energy. Now, we've talked about speaking things into existence. Now, I want to talk to you guys about transfer of energy. This is something I struggled with as well, guys. And I was able to kind of think about it. And I feel like if I can share what I think about it in a way as a solution and a way of healing, then I can also give you guys something that can help you to heal as well. Someone once told me, you are the control of your temperature. And I didn't quite understand what that meant. I was like, what do you mean? You know? And I got to realizing, you are the control of your temperature. It means that though the room is filled with negativity, you can always have the positivity living within you. Though there is evilness, you can always have good living within you. Though there is a darkness in the environment, in the room, in the atmosphere, you can shift the atmosphere with your light. And sometimes there are certain people you have to remove from your life in order to keep your light glowing. If that is a significant other, if that is a friend, if that is a family member, sometimes I hate to say it, but it's true. If that is a coworker, if that is just the environment itself, you have the ability to control your entire transfer of energy. But not only that, be the good transfer of energy that you want to have in that environment that you have to step into. You know, sometimes you got to teach people how to love you. Sometimes you got to teach people how to treat you. And so therefore you have the control to do that by controlling your energy and transferring it so that it can be received in the best way possible, but also remove the energy when you need to. All right. Know when to remove yourself from a person's life, from certain things, from certain environments and certain atmospheres, so that you can always emulate that positive energy, that great light, that grandeur about yourself that I know you have about yourself. All right, so let's clap it up for transferring of positive energy and positive light, even when the room is dark and even when the people are negative in it. All right, clap it up for that. Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, my favorite part, my absolutely favorite part, because I love supporting us, capital U-S, us. I want to talk about two significant, brilliant businesses in the RDU area. And I am hoping that this will give you an opportunity to do business with them. They are awesome and great. And I just feel like this is a part of the segment that I must include in my episode for episode 2 of Miss LaRae's podcast. All right. Before I get into it, I want to say thank you again for tuning in with Miss LaRae. I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode so far, and I hope y'all have a great day. And if you are on Instagram, please follow me if you have not, though, so far. It is MISSLA_RAE as my Instagram name. You can also find me on this channel, soundcloud.com, and search MISSLA_RAE. You will be able to find me on here with this podcast episode and the first podcast episode if you want to tune into that as well. Also, all right. Thank you very much for tuning in so far. And let's get to the promo. All right. Clap it up for Art2Go. Art2Go is a new on the go mobile, not something where you got to come to somebody's business in order to get business type ish. All right. This is a business where they are coming to you. What? Yes, they are coming to you. They are giving you the opportunity to sit in your living room if you want. Okay. Sit at your business if you want. Okay. Go to another environment and chill there for a minute if you want, because they are coming to you. Art2Go is a on-the-go and mobile approach to children and adult parties. All right? They are giving you an opportunity to have parties that celebrate the things that you want to celebrate. It could be your child's birthday. It could be your child's graduation. It could be your graduation, your birthday. Any type of party, they are able to provide Art2Go on the go. They are able to add some artistic creativity to you or your child's next party and exercising the creativity that is within you. All right. Not only that, they give you the opportunity to create the art and have the Art2Go, so where you can have the art that you create in these events with them as a part of your own collection of art. You can hang up your own art in your house. You can hang it up at your business. You can hang it up in your office at your place of work. Art2Go is the place if you want that type of feature in your life. All right, let's clap it up for the owner of Art2Go. All right? Her name is Keisha Jefferson. She is the owner and operator of Art2Go. She has obtained her Bachelor of Arts degree in Fine Arts at Greensboro College and is certified. Let's clap it up for certified. In early childhood development. Now I'm all about educating. I'm all about education. I'm all about Black women being educated, as I have my Bachelor of Arts and MBA as well. So I am so thankful to see another Black woman out here doing it and really being a part of her business and all about her business. She's a full-time art teacher. She enjoys teaching and creating with her students, and she incorporates that professionalism and passion, y'all, into every event service provided. She also creates custom paintings for her core audience. She was recently in the Raw Artist Talent Showcase that was in the Raleigh area and is all around the globe. And she was able to introduce her new series. It was based on 90s babies and culture, and it had a nostalgic feeling with a blend of All Too Well of the 90s music and the 90s culture itself. It illustrates the raw emotions that we must face and that we always face every day. So clap it up for Art2Go and the owner of Art2Go, Keisha Jefferson. Clap it up for Art2Go. Woo! Yeah, yeah. I love to see us doing something well. All right, the second business I want to talk about is Never the Norm. Never the Norm is a photography company, but not only a photography company. It is what? It is a media company. You can find them on Facebook. Their name on Facebook is Never the Norm Media. This is where all pictures are posted. They are very well known for the Comic Cons, the Galaxy Cons. There was recently a Galaxy Con in Raleigh, and this company provided the photography for that particular large event. You can always reach out to the owner, Timothy Blackman. His phone number is 756-718-0751. I said, get your pen and paper out, because I know you're going to want this after you see his work on his Facebook and Instagram. His phone number is 756-718-0751. And if you don't want to reach him by phone number, feel free to email him at tmblackmon, that is tmblackmon, 500, the number 500, at gmail.com. He also does parties, weddings, any events, films, photo shoots, sports events. And I'm talking basketball, anything from basketball to football. He does it all. Never the Norm 500 is his Instagram name, so that is NeverTheNorm 500. Follow him on Instagram and add him on Facebook, and I promise you the pictures you see on there, you will not be disappointed. He is originally in the Durham, North Carolina area. He also does concerts if you're interested in that, and he is your guy for photography. All right, so again, I want to say thank you so much for the support to these two new businesses. They are booming. They are doing well in the Raleigh and Durham area. Please support them. Again, please support Art2Go by Keisha Jefferson and Never the Norm by Timothy Blackman. Clap it up for these two businesses and these two Black owners. Woo! Yeah, yeah. All right. And I want to say thank you again. That is all, folks, for episode 2. Thank you for tuning in to episode 1. And again, thank you for tuning in to episode 2. Thank you for tuning in with Miss Lyrae. I hope y'all have a great day and tune in for episode 3, because it's going to keep coming and it's going to keep growing. And I wanted to give you a heads up. I will be interviewing the two owners that I just listed in this episode in a couple of my upcoming episodes. So stay tuned for that as well. If you want to know more about them, you will be able to exclusively get to know them better and get to know them more on this podcast. Thank you again for tuning in with Miss Lyrae. And again, I hope y'all have a great day. Why she throwing them inside? And my mama said my favorite, she opened an invite. The lady had a plan, she knew it all in advance. The party was a mixture of employees and friends.